Troublemaker. But it's about doing it now. And actually, the key moment for me personally was when I was 17 in that shipbuilding yard, there was a fellow student who died virtually next to me when a crane came down on top of him. And that was a very seminal moment. It's when you realise you're going to die. You want to make the most of life.
What happened to your brother? Sorry, what happened to him?
It just, the...
So you were working on a...
Yeah, a big gas tanker. So it was one of those gas... A bit like oil tankers, but it was a gas tanker. Massive boat in a shipbuilding yard in Stavanger on the west coast of Norway. And what had happened, they had... We were building the boat, and they had these, like the typical cranes you see on building sites. And they tied down one of the ends, you know, the grab hook, had been attached to something solid, immovable, just while it was left overnight because of high winds. And they'd forgotten that, and they'd started the crane, and of course they'd just pulled the arm of the crane down, snapped it, came down on top of this student.
Did you know him?
Yeah, I didn't know him that well. I'd seen him, but it was just a very... There's key moments like this in your life. It's a bit like the bombing. There's key moments in life where you think, shit, I'm going to die. And actually, just do it now. And it doesn't apply all the time. Of course, you just get on with normal life a lot of the time. But it's that sense of... and not worrying too much about consequences all the time. And it's sort of confident. And I hope it's not arrogance, do you know what I mean? I always worry about that. So whenever I do these